Over the last two decades, there's been a push within education of all levels, from kindergarten all the way to undergrad and graduate areas of higher institutions of learning, to boost both the teaching of and the numbers of students going into career fields in science, technology, engineering, and math, known by the acronym STEM.
The STEM education realm is in multiple domains, one of which is that we want to have young people that are being educated to have a pretty good foundational knowledge in science, technology, engineering, and math.
But the director of USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture, Dr. Sunny Ramaswamy, and others say perhaps that acronym needs to be modified. And for good reason. As a leader in the Agriculture Department's research and extension realms, he sees where an A can be added, making STEM, STEAM, to represent the need for ag-based education and the connection between ag and STEM components. Among those in the corporate world that are aware of this connection include Steve Mizell of Monsanto, who notes,
a number of projects, including initiatives working with Alcorn State focused on soil and water quality, food security, biotechnology, and one that I'm especially proud of, an outreach program where administrators and faculty and students work with local schools pre-K through 12th grade to increase interest in STEM.
However, there are some who believe the A can be interchangeable with arts-based education. Dava Newman, an aeronautics professor and currently deputy administrator at NASA, talked about this importance at a recent ceremony highlighting a STEM-based agreement between USDA and NASA.
Have data on all of it, whatever sparks their interest, so that we can get them to study the Earth, to think about food and food production, think about sustainability. It's really important that we include the painters and the storytellers and the musicians. They inspire me. I am a kind of a geeky nerd, an aerospace engineer, so I look for the artists and the storytellers to just tell it a different way, because it's a story for everybody.
Then there are those such as the president of the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, Juliet Bell, who explains,
we have to coin a new term. We use STEAM instead of STEM to include agriculture. So I think we're going to perhaps have to call it STEMA.
Yet as NIFA director Ramaswamy points out, studies show all these disciplines are needed to inspire and produce well-rounded students and professionals with both well-developed technical skills and, more importantly, non-cognitive skills needed to excel in careers and life.
Technical skills, that's easily taught, actually. But to take all the data and to think about it and put it in the context of weather and climate and markets and all of these things takes critical thinking skills and problem-solving skills.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.